In addition to the metal detector, you're going to need a sand scoop. There are two types of sand scoops, and the type that you choose is going to make a huge difference in the amount of work, the amount of time it takes you to recover the treasures that you find. So let's take a look at the different kinds of sand scoops right now. When it comes to choosing a scoop for metal detecting, there are two basic kinds. There's the handheld scoop, and that's what we call the bend over scoop. And there's a long handle scoop. And we're going to start by showing you why we call this the bend over scoop. By the way, this is this kind of scoop that most people start with, and basically is a sifter. And the way it works is when you're metal detecting, you hear a target, and with a bend over scoop, you actually have to bend over and dig. And then you shake it out, and if your target's not there, stand back up, do it again, bend over, shake it out, and hopefully you got the target. Didn't get it that time. And we bend over, and now we have the target. And you can see why we call this the bend over scoop, is because every time you use it, you're gonna have to bend over, get down on your knees, and dig through the sand. And since sometimes your targets are gonna be buried a foot, or maybe a foot and a half deep, it's gonna mean a lot of digging. And the reason you have to go over your target after you pull it up is that sometimes you may move the target when you use your scoop. So it means getting down, shake the scoop, go over it. Now what that means is if you're out on the beach for 2 hours and find 100 targets, you may be bending over 300 or 400 times just to dig those targets. That's why we call it the bend over scoop. Now let's look at the long handled scoop. Now this is your long handled scoop. This is a typical stainless steel long handled scoop, a 44 inch scoop with a bucket on the bottom. And you can see why it's called a long handled scoop. What's really handy is that when you're metal detecting with a long handle scoop, you find your target, take your scoop, push down with your foot, and pull it up. And then you shake it out. And if your item is not there, scoop it again. And if you're pulling up wet sand, you want to grab it with two hands and shake it like this so that you don't wear your arms out. And there's our target. Now you may have to take as many scoops as you would with a short handle scoop or a handheld scoop, but the advantage is you don't have to bend over. Now when you're digging these holes on the beach, always cover up anything you should dig. You don't want to create obstacles, you don't want to make other people on the beach mad at you. But the long handle scoop will save your knees, it'll save your back. And if you have 100 targets in an hour or 2 hours, it means doing this and shaking rather than bending over. Now my long handled scoop, I've customized it by putting an eye bolt. In addition to the metal detector, you're going to need a sand scoop. There are two types of sand scoops, and the type that you choose is going to make a huge difference in the amount of work, the amount of time it takes you to recover the treasures that you find. So let's take a look at the different kinds of sand scoops right now. When it comes to choosing a scoop for metal detecting, there are two basic kinds. There's the handheld scoop, and that's what we call the bend over scoop. And there's a long handle scoop. And we're going to start by showing you why we call this the bend over scoop. By the way, this is this kind of scoop that most people start with and basically is a sifter. And the way it works is when you're metal detecting, you hear a target. And with a bend over scoop, you actually have to bend over and dig. And then you shake it out. And if your target's not there, stand back up. Do it again. Bend over. Shake it out. And hopefully you got the target. Didn't get it that time. And we bend over, and now we have the target. And you can see why we call this the bend over scoop, is because every time you use it, you're going to have to bend over, get down on your knees, and dig through the sand. And since sometimes your targets are going to be buried a foot, or maybe a foot and a half deep, it's going to mean a lot of digging. And the reason you have to go over your target after you pull it up is that sometimes you may move the target when you use your scoop. So it means getting down, shake the scoop, go over it. Now what that means is if you're out on the beach for 2 hours and find 100 targets, you may be bending over 300 or 400 times just to dig those targets. That's why we call it the bend over scoop. Now let's look at the long handled scoop. Now this is your long handled scoop. This is a typical stainless steel long handled scoop, a 44 inch scoop with a bucket on the bottom. And you can see why it's called a long handled scoop. What's really handy is that when you're metal detecting with a long handle scoop, you find your target, take your scoop, push down with your foot, and pull it up. And then you shake it out. And if your item is not there, scoop it again. And if you're pulling up wet sand, you want to grab it with two hands and shake it like this so that you don't wear your arms out. And there's our target. Now you may have to take as many scoops as you would with a short handle scoop or a handheld scoop, but the advantage is you don't have to bend over. Now when you're digging these holes on the beach, always cover up anything you should dig. You don't want to create obstacles. You don't want to make other people on the beach mad at you. But the long handle scoop will save your knees, it'll save your back. And if you have 100 targets in an hour or 2 hours, it means doing this and shaking rather than bending over. Now my long handled scoop, I've customized it by putting an eye bolt in.